So what we set out to do a few years ago was to look at variable rate nitrogen prescription for cotton. There's already a little bit of that going on and has been some good work in that area. We had a method that we never really intended to be used for variable rate nutrient applications. It was always intended for making prescription plans for multi-hybrid planting or multi-variety planting or different seeding rates. And got to talking a little bit with Cotton Inc. about, well, could we use this for making nutrient prescriptions? So that's what I'll be talking about here. Conventionally, a lot of, and I don't do podiums very well, but I'm afraid you won't hear me or the recording probably won't get it if I don't stand here. So what we looked at was the conventional method of prescription development, and this is certainly not the conventional method of nitrogen prescription development in cotton, but generally what you do is you build a set of management zones, and then you take those management zones and say set yield goals for those for each of the management zones. The example that I have on the next slide is how you take those yield goals and then turn that into a prescription. So conventionally you would take perhaps generic data that didn't come from your ground, perhaps it wasn't even from your area of the country, and in this example, it's seeding rate with corn. So if I have a yield goal of 200 bushels, there's an economical optimum seeding rate by variety or by hybrid that I might put out there. And so trying to look at making custom prescriptions, the whole, I guess, hypothesis coming into this is that the performance for a given field is going to be specific to that particular field. And there's some holes in that hypothesis, but that's kind of where we're heading with it. For nitrogen and cotton, the most commonly researched application is in using NDVI to make an in-season estimate of yield, which is then used to calculate. And this was, a lot of this was developed at Oklahoma State. Clemson has built an algorithm using local data from Dr. Kalilian's used local data to build a what we call a Clemson algorithm for this. At any rate, then your nitrogen rate is calculated from that yield potential and the nitrogen use efficiency of the cotton, as well as the response index, which is how much yield response would you expect to have from additional nitrogen you put out there. So our concept or our system is that we put out we put out strip tests in a given year and take yield response from those strip tests on your ground. So again, this is specific to a field. You take the yield response from that ground, and really I convert that to a profit response you'll see here, relative to some soil characteristics. So on this example that I'll go through today, we're looking at EC data. But this could be, I suppose it could be the Surgo maps. I'm not a big fan of them for precision ag applications. Could be historical yield maps. Could be elevation, sand content, organic matter, any number of things. And then this is the general cartoon of this is not real data. This is the general cartoon of how this works. And I am going to step away from the mic so I can point some things out on it.
I think I'm probably loud enough for the folks in the back there. Instead of yield, we're looking at profit here as a function of, in this case, three different treatments. So I've got treatment one, treatment two, treatment three. Forget about what they are. It's a different nitrogen rate, different seed rate, different variety. Whatever it is, you say that within this band of soil characteristics, we'll call it soil electrical conductivity in this case, within this band, treatment three is the winner on a profit basis. And then in this band of soil EC, treatment two, and then so forth with treatment one at the tail end. And so what that does is that sets you up for, as a function of EC in that field, what are the things that you should do in a following year in the crop rotation. And again, it bases itself on the assumption that what happened this year in this field is going to be similar to what happened in the following year. So the data I'm going to show you today is from irrigated tests only, so that we can at least take a small factor out the water that's out there. This is a, I should back up. This is an 8-acre field, Delta Pine 50. Both of the tests I'll show you today are 1538. The tests were conducted in 2016 and 2017. We begin with an EC map, which you see on the top left there, and then we've got
uniform rate strips that we apply. And so all of this, the year one of this method is to build the prescription for year two, which is when it is applied. Those uniform rate strips, they produce the yield response that you see in the top right corner there. And then if you break all of that out, producing yield or profit as a function of EC by treatment, in this case treatment being nitrogen rate, then what you see is equivalent to what I showed you on the cartoon early on. And so what you can do is you can go from left to right on there, which is going from a lighter textured soil to a heavier textured soil, a lower EC value to a higher EC value. And you can see which curve you want to travel from left to right along the top of all of the curves collectively. And so what this tells us is that we want to start at 120-pound nitrogen rate and then switch over into that heavier land to a 60-pound rate is what this test showed. So the top left corner is what I just told you. That's traveling from left to right on the previous set of plots that shows you what was the winner, you know, what was the nitrogen rate that maximized yield in each of those, or maximized profit in each of those EC zones. And then all you do is you pick it up, you pick up the values off the chart in the top left, apply it to the EC map, which I've already shown you on a previous slide, and that gives you the directed prescription for the following crop year. In this case, the uniform nitrogen rates would have produced these, I call them RAVIC, return above variable input costs. So across all of these nitrogen rates, everything else was the same. The only thing different was the nitrogen rate we applied. And so we deduct the nitrogen cost from the revenue generated for the yield that was produced in that area. But for any of those uniform rates, you can see what the return above variable input cost would have been as compared to the directed RX, the directed prescription. That's a projection. That's not actually what was observed. So that's saying that's the best we could do given this characterization or this classification of zones in the field. Had you placed only the best nitrogen rate in each of those zones that you saw out there. So we followed up in the following year actually applying that prescription that we got in the first year. What am I looking like? 7. That's counting down. Oh, okay. That's nice. All right. So in the following year, same field, same rates, but we added in at the bottom, you see the red and the pink treatments there. We added in the directed prescription, and then we added the NDVI prescription using the Clemson algorithm. We got a little bit more activity on the nitrogen response, and so you know, I don't know if you remember you can see it in the top right corner there, that the curves across nitrogen rates, they were maybe a little bit, the trends were a little bit more similar across nitrogen rates, and we got a little bit more variability in this next year. A lot of that, I think, was related to variability that was caused by storm damage, and so it was related to where were you in the field, were you in a place where you got twisted up and bent over. It wasn't bad enough that we had total loss anywhere, but we certainly had some losses here and there. So I think that's part of what was going on there. But you still see, generally speaking, we're moving from if you move from left to right in the top left curve there, the top left plot, we're moving from a lighter textured soil from left to right to a heavier textured soil. And generally what you see is that your nitrogen rate for that particular field should decline as you get into the heavier textured soil. We saw the same thing in both years, 2016 and 17. The only difference is in 2017 we did have a little tail that dropped off at the beginning. Despite that, we also the green that's there shows you the NDVI prescription using the Clemson algorithm and where that lied relative to what the directed prescription said. Despite the fact that the directed prescriptions did not match from 16 to 17. Remember, in 17, we still applied the prescription that was developed in 16, and the actual results from that are on, well, not this slide, but the next slide. So here you see all the uniform rates, and how did the uniform rates compare to what was the best we could have done if we had nailed it on the variable rate prescription. That's on the far left there. So the total benefit is roughly, or the total potential benefit is roughly $20 an acre in that case. And then this is what actually panned out. So while we know that we could have achieved $20 per acre benefit from direct prescription, what we actually achieved was much less than that, more in the $15 per acre range. And you see that in the top there. At the bottom set of plots, what you're looking at is the actual nitrogen applied. So what you see is that both the directed prescription and the NDVI-based prescription out-profited the best performing uniform nitrogen rate, which was 100 pounds per acre. But if you look in the bottom plot, the NDVI-based algorithm used an average of 139 pounds of nitrogen to be able to achieve that, and the directed prescription used 103, or approximately equivalent to the best performing uniform rate, to achieve that profit benefit. Although I must say the profit benefit was not significant. Another study, and I'm going to be able to go through this faster because, well, for one thing, I'll be out of time if I don't, but also because, you know, it's the same process. This is another field, same process, same variety. This was 1538 in the same two crop years, and we're in the same county, opposite sides of the county, but similar. But I should also say most of this is in a loamy sand to sand soil texture, to give you an idea of where we're at, Barnwell County, South Carolina. So you can see the performance. In this case, we shifted a little bit differently as we moved from the lower EC to the higher EC. What we're doing is going from 95 pounds per acre to 115 pounds per acre. So in this particular case, and this is kind of our hypothesis, is that field by field, these prescriptions are going to need to be different, that the response on this field is not going to match the response on that field. And whether or not we're using the right classification is another thing that we've got to try to figure out. So you get the prescription in the top left corner there, as applied on the map in the bottom right corner. The total benefit was small. This field turned out to not be a good candidate for variable rate prescription. And I'll show you that when we apply it in the following crop year. So again, the projection is the best we could have done had we nailed it on the prescription. So this is the second year two on this Bates Place field. We're using the same four rates that we used in year one on this particular field, and then again we've added the directed prescription and NDVI base using the Clemson algorithm prescription. So what you see here is that the 115 pound rate basically out-profited the rest of the rates everywhere in the field, except for a tiny little piece in the heaviest soil texture that was out there, the highest soil EC that was out there. So, you know, what we learn in this case is that this particular field, although this is a, I should back up and see the area. It was on that slide, but 21 acres. So in South Carolina, in the area we're in South Carolina, 21 acres is a large enough area to have a decent amount of soil variability. But despite that, this field turned out not to be a good candidate for variable rate nitrogen. That said, it still benefited the grower. The grower had been putting out the Clemson Extension recommended nitrogen rate of 100 pounds per acre. And so what we learned through this test was that if he was at 115 pounds per acre, it out-profited the 95 pound per acre, which is close at least to what he was doing. Again, we see, if you look in the top left corner here, the red and the blue represent the nitrogen rates to optimize or to maximize profit in the 2016 and 2017 years. And they generally, they don't all say the exact same rate, but they generally say the same trend. Go from low to high as you go from a lower soil EC to a higher soil EC. That said, there was no real benefit from directed prescriptions. In fact, the top two performing uniform rates both exceeded, at least numerically, well, and significantly on the 115 pound rate, exceeded the profit margin or the profitability of the directed prescription and the NDVI based prescription. Again, though, we see the directed prescription did what it did with 111 pounds of nitrogen average, whereas the top performing uniform rate was 115. So we're doing it with less nitrogen in this case. That's 10 seconds. That's good. That's pretty much the end of it. Not all fields are good candidates. There is some potential in this system, I believe. We've got a ways to go on developing software to make it easier for for growers to use it. And I use DPC on everything I did here. That's a whole nother presentation on why we went with what we went with there, and whether or not there's something better to go with. So that's pretty well all the time I have, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick question, real quick?
Yes, sir. Hey, George. Yes, certainly. There's a whole nother paradigm of timing and product that I think need to go into this, and maybe we find a place where we draw a line, and there are certain areas of the field where we need split applications, but maybe not everywhere. So that's something we have not looked at, but I agree, where you've got high opportunity for leaching, you're probably going to run into some of those issues. And I have a minute and 16 seconds back on the clock.
That's negative.
I know. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you.